good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And lots of people have been getting really anxious to do something in their backyards related to vegetables, especially, you know, you go into the store or the nursery and there's all those tomato plants and all those pepper plants. And, you know, until now it's been too cold to put those in the ground. They weren't going to grow because the ground was too cold. But there have been lots of other things that could have been put in the ground or put in a container. So if you're not a gardener as such, you say, I'm not going to plow up my yard. I don't want to raise a lot of vegetables. It's just one of me or two of me, and we don't eat a lot of vegetables. But, hey, you'd really like to have a tomato, or you'd really like to be able to go out and pick some fresh cucumbers, maybe a few things like that. Containers are a possibility for everybody. And if you looked around your house, your basement, your garage, wherever, I'm guessing you already have a container that you could use. And at the very last resort, hey, you can make one out of a cardboard box covered with a plastic bag. And I'm guessing that would last at least through one season. So there's no excuse about, I don't have a container. You know, all kinds of pots, wood, clay, ceramic, and all those kinds of things will do as a container. And in planting, I'm even considering those raised beds as sort of like containers also. The basic thing that you need for a container, of course, has to hold your soil or your soilless mix is probably what you'd prefer. And because it's much lighter weight and has much better drainage. And drainage is the very first requirement of any kind of container. So if you're doing that cardboard box covered by a plastic bag, you need to poke some holes in it, so in the bottom, so that the water can drain out. Plants don't like wet roots. Only a few, you know, those that are water plants, of course, that's another different story. But any kind of veggie we're talking about really doesn't want wet roots. So some holes in the bottom for drainage. And if you don't want the soil to fall through those holes, hey, a lot of different ways you can go at solving that. But an easy one, if you have any coffee filters in your house, just cover the bottom with a coffee filter or two. Newspaper would work initially, but pretty soon it would disintegrate. So the coffee filter will not disintegrate. And, of course, you know, the water runs through it because that's what a coffee filter does. And after the coffee filter or whatever you want to put in the bottom, if you're concerned about the soil falling through, and, you know, in a lot of cases you're not necessarily because not that much falls through. But if you have a nice deck or something like that and you say you don't want that soil coming through, then you want to take that extra step. Then it's a good idea to put some extra drainage help in there, such as some coarse gravel, some small stones, some broken clay pots, a number of things that you could just put in there for a little extra drainage to keep the soil from compacting there and getting extra wet where the roots are going to be. Now, how big should that container be? Well, you might be surprised at how small a container can be and still do the job. Iowa State University has a wonderful two-page publication called Container Vegetable Gardening, and in that is a guide that starts out with pot size and capacity and then suggests what kinds of vegetables and how many you could put in that pot. If you measure across the top of it, and if it's round, of course, you're going to measure the diameter, but measure across the top. And it's, let's say, 8 inches. That's about the size, by the way, of one of those, I think it's 5-quart ice cream containers. That's a really great container for a lot of things. That will hold a gallon of your mix, your potting mix. And what could you plant in a 1-gallon container? Well, you could do 1 cabbage. You could do 16 carrots. You could do 1 head of cauliflower. You could put in 16 little green onion sets and pretty, you know, you thin those out as you pull your green onions, and pretty soon you can let those remaining maybe 4 to 6 onions grow bigger. You could put in 1 to 4 peppers, quite a few radishes. You know, a lot of things could go in that 1 gallon. Now, if you get a little bit bigger, again, I started talking about tomatoes, then, well, you need a little bit bigger container, but not all that big. It needs to hold about 3 gallons. And the container that is about 12 inches across will hold 3 gallons of soil. Now, soil depth is another thing to consider, not just how the total amount. And many of the things that I've mentioned need only 6 to 8 inches depth. So, again, that ice cream container would be really good. Now, with a tomato, you're going to need, of course, a little deeper because a tomato root is pretty big. One of the things that I think is really good is just a bucket. Actually, I in the past have bought cat litter in buckets. Those buckets are great. And so think about if you have a bucket or an old metal container. Again, lots of different opportunities there for the kind of container you use. Now, we've talked a little bit about that growing medium. If you put in just plain soil, number one, it's really heavy to lift if you want to move that container. And two, it's probably too compact for the little roots of your plants. So it's great to have some soilless potting mix. And if you have a little compost to mix with that, that's great. But the potting soil will be great. Before you fill up that pot, and most of you probably know this, but I learned the hard way, you need to moisten that soil mix before putting it in the pot. If you plant your little plant in there, in that dry mix, and then you try to water it, the water bubbles all over, then it compacts. It's just moisten it, not so much that you can clump it together, but just so it's nicely moist, and it will absorb quite a lot of moisture. Then fill the container. Another little clue is if your container is deeper than you need. You don't need that tomato depth. You need much less soil than that, 6 to 8 inches. But your container is very deep. Well, that's a lot of soil you don't need to put in there, a lot of potting mix. Just fill up the bottom with water bottles, soda bottles, you know, with the lids on, even the peanuts that you get in packing material. But if you use the peanuts, be sure to put them in a plastic bag so that they're not just scattered all over when you dump that soil out. But you can use several things like that to raise the level in that container, and it will not require as much potting mix, and the roots of the plant don't really need it. So that's another relatively inexpensive way to save some mix, as well as make that container lighter in case you want to move it around. And I think that's an advantage. These windy days, if you've had a container out on the deck and your poor little plants are just getting blown to pieces, well, hey, maybe you can pick it up and move it to a spot where it's not quite so windy. Or if part of your deck is shaded and you say, oh, you know, I think I need this at least for veggies, at least 8 hours of sun, you know, pick it up to move it to a sunnier spot. Watering. Plants grown in containers do require frequent watering because they will dry out more quickly from the sun and the wind. So it may be that you will need to water daily. Again, that depends somewhat on your location and somewhat on the size of the container. The larger the container, probably the less often you'll have to water, but possibly still every day, just depending on the weather. Now, remember that wherever you're watering, whether it's in a regular garden or in a container, leaves are not what need the water. It's just the roots. So water early in the morning, and try to avoid wetting the leaves. And a little trick that we've been sharing with some groups is use a plastic container. Could be a quart milk jug. It could be a soda bottle, something that you can poke some holes in the bottom. Fill that container and just set it on the soil. It will slowly get into the soil, and you won't have to stand there and water. Just set that little container there, and away you go. What about the kinds of plants? We've mentioned, you know, carrots and cucumbers, and didn't mention eggplant. That's another thing. Radishes and so on. There are some cultivars that are better for containers than others. And going back to tomatoes, because that's such a favorite of people, some familiar names with the standard kinds of tomatoes would be Jetstar, Celebrity, or Super Bush. Otherwise, you can choose those patio or cherry tomatoes that will take up less space. And there are other varieties if you want to do green beans, you know, do the bush type, not unless you want to put up some kind of trellis for them to climb on, use the bush kind. Squash, cucumbers, you can also do bush varieties. So if you would like a copy of this publication, you can go to the Iowa State University website and get that, or give me a call and I'll be sure to get one for you. And just think about those yummy vegetables you can produce. Until next time, here's a thought. Nature can and does provide a sense of harmony and peace.